And on the line now, I have Carmel Whelan about. She's going to talk about the Ossia Youth Choir. Hello, good afternoon, first of all, Carmel.
Hi.
How are you? That's a nice.
I'm good, thanks.
That's a nice, cheerful welcome. Give us a little background to the choir. How long it's going?
So we started in September of 2011. So this will be just kind of the start of our third year now. And it first started, I suppose, because I was working with a drama school in the kind of Marino Clontarf area, and a lot of the students were interested in music, but there didn't really seem to be any outlet for it. Mm-hmm. So I decided to set up the choir, and it's kind of just taken off since there, really.
Okay, and the amount of people at any one time you can have in the choir, because they're aged between 9 and 16, am I right?
They are, they're aged 9 to 16. I was going to say, we'd have about 30 at the moment, okay. But new members are always welcome because it's a choir, to be honest, bigger numbers are always a good thing.
Okay, the funny thing I found about it, reading bits of it, is that there's no audition.
Nope, not at all.
No previous experience. So how does that work? I mean, what if they can't sing, like, for instance?
I'm a firm believer that everybody can sing. Okay. Some people can sing better than other people can, okay. But everybody can sing. And to be honest, even if you are not the greatest solo singer in the world, then a choir is still the perfect place for you because all the voices blend together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I might not be able to distinguish that maybe you're not quite as good as the person next to you. Mm-hmm. And so really, once the kids are enthusiastic, that's really all that we ask for. We don't have auditions. We ask the kids to sing so we know which parts to put them into. But other than that, there's no audition process, really. And then they don't have to have any experience. Obviously, it is useful if they can read music, but it's not a requirement for getting into the choir, because we work around that and we find alternative ways to teach. And then we do kind of teach some sight reading skills and music theory along the way. But we really don't place the emphasis on that. The emphasis is really on having fun.
That's really great. That's not a bad mantra to go by at all. And you keep using the expression we. So who's involved in it with you in the running of the choir?
Well, at the moment I have, we'd have an accompanist, Nora Walsh. My own mother actually was involved in setting it up, and she'd be working on the administration side to keep things ticking over. And then we have a few different people who come in to help. Tenor Niall Gallagher sometimes comes to do vocal workshops, and we have a temporary choral assistant as well, Lorraine McDermott.
And you've started to run vocal workshops throughout the year as well?
Yeah, to help build the kids' voices. Yeah.
Okay, it's absolutely terrific, I must say. And what I find interesting as well is the repertoire, which is completely different, because, I mean, sometimes when you hear about choirs, you can nearly predict some of the songs that they're going to do. But I'd say that if I sat down and listened, especially what we're going to talk about, what's coming up, an evening of choral singing in aid of mental health, give me some of the artists that's in the repertoire, which is unusual, as I said.
So what we do really is we take kind of current songs, pop and rock, a lot of things that will be, you know, in the charts and on the radio, so music that the kids are already familiar with, and then we do choral arrangements of those. It's not as cheesy as Glee. There's no dancing. It's not anything along those lines. Mm-hmm. But it's just taking modern music and interpreting it in our own way. So at the moment, I mean, the repertoire, it consists of, we've started on It's Time by Imagine Dragons, which is one that's really all over the charts at the moment. And mm-hmm. We've done Katy Perry, Kings of Leon, Coldplay, Christina Perry. There's a whole lot of stuff in there. And then we've done some, you know, some favourites, like some Disney classics, like The Bare Necessities and stuff like that. But it's mostly current stuff.
Okay. And then if we're reading this properly, you're going to have a sort of... this is all in aid of mental health, as I said, but you're going to have choral services, but you're also doing something in Clontarf Castle as well.
Last year we were involved in the St. Vincent de Paul Girls' School on Griffith Avenue. It was a significant anniversary for the school, so they were doing a lot of fundraising and having a lot of events. And they very kindly asked us to perform in Clontarf Castle at their fashion show, which was an amazing, amazing opportunity. The kids absolutely loved it because they really felt like rock stars at that one.
Okay, so is that going to happen this year as well?
No, I think that was a once-off because it was a significant opportunity, but we do have a lot of events coming up. As you mentioned, we have a concert in October in aid of World Mental Health Day, and which is a great, it's great, it's usually on All Hallows, and there's a whole load of other choirs who get involved. And then we have a concert coming up in the Axis Theatre in Ballymun as well, which is kind of a community choirs project with Music Matters, who are a great inclusive community choir, and who do a lot of good work around the city centre. And then we'll have some carol services, and that's only bringing us up as far as Christmas. So it's going to be a busy few months.
I know Christmas is going to be a busy time. So do you cut your measure, for instance, if you get a certain venue and you say, well, okay, I'm not going to bring 30 here. Have you got it organised that you can do it like that? Maybe bring 6 to 8 to some different venues?
Yeah, well, obviously, all the kids, unfortunately, can't always make it to all the concerts. So sometimes we do work with smaller groups. But we do always try to include as many of them as possible. We're not really selective. The whole group are there, and then if the whole group are committed, then we do usually do our best to facilitate all the concerts.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't want to be selective, but sometimes things come up that you have to fulfil sometimes obligations, and you can't turn them down either, because I know that's too small for us, you know what I mean? So as I say, you cut your cloth. And is it hard to get male singers in, or?
I mean, we've been lucky that we've had plenty of male members over the past years, but I suppose the difficulty is hanging on to them. We had a great mix of teenage older boys last year, who unfortunately, just because they've kind of graduated on because of the age that they've gotten to, which I understand. Mm-hmm. But we have a few younger boys now taking their place this year, so that should be fine. But it is usually overrun with girls, and the poor lads are, They're the minority, unfortunately.
Okay. Now you're the conductor. So how are you finding that? Because that's an experience in itself, and it's a talent in itself as well.
It's great. It's a really, really good opportunity. I did music in college, so it's great to be able to use my skills now. But it's fantastic, and I find working with kids really rewarding.
Okay. And you do have a website.
We do, yes. It's just www.ossia.ie, which is OSSIA.ie.
And are you still looking for people?
Yeah, new members are always welcome throughout the year. They're always welcome to come along and try it out, see if they'd like us.
Okay. And even if, the voice training you're doing in the course of the year as well, is there anything else you've planned to do as well? And that's something now you've put in there, because there's lots of things that I imagine that people come with ideas to you, and some of the members of the choir. Has any suggestions been forward and you're sort of thinking about?
Yeah, well, a few of the choir members have come forward with suggestions about, setting up choirs in their own schools and things like that.
That's great. And,
but I mean, if you're to leave it up to kids in the choir, they're world fame is what they're aiming for. So I just have to try and keep up with them.
That's something you have to keep down as well.
Exactly.
With the phenomenon of celebrity and all that sort of carry on. Listen, congratulations. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's so different as well. That's what I have to congratulate you on, Carmen.
Perfect, thanks very much.
Give us a mention of what's coming up soon with the choir again.
So we have a concert in October. The date and all that kind of stuff is still up in the air at the moment. Unfortunately, we're waiting to hear from the organisers, but that all the information is on our website or our Facebook page. So, I mean, even if you just Google Ossia, we're one of the first things that comes up. And then we'll have a concert on the 16th of November in the Axis Theatre in Ballymun, which should be a really great night of music. And then we'll have our own concert, which I think is the 19th of December.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic venue as well, the Helix. That's where you're...
Axis. We've been in the
that's
Helix before,
Ballymun,
as well, but
they're
fantastic venues, and I have to say they're both very good about facilitating community music and youth projects and things like that. They're very encouraging venues.
Yeah, especially Axis. That's where we're getting mixed up now with the Helix. But yeah, the Axis, great. Axis, terrific. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
They have a great series of events coming up as well. Okay, people look up Ossia. That's OSSIA. Ossia.ie for all the information, upcoming concerts. And as I said, you're going to be busy. I hate mentioning the word Christmas, but you will be busy in the next couple of months. Anyway, Carmen, congratulations on this initiative, and thank you very much for talking to us here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. That's Carmel Whelan. I just had her down as Ossia Youth Choir, but she's actually the conductor of the Ossia Youth Choir, and what a great girl she is too. Very cheerful. But you can look up ossia.ie for all information on that. If you're interested in the choir at all, or if you just want to go and hear them, you'll hear of their upcoming events.